The man twisted the boy's wrist and forced the knife to clang to the floor. His mother placed a bloody hand on the wall phone and picked up the receiver. She put her finger in the zero hole and turned the dial to call the operator to get help. The man continued to physically restrain the little boy, who screamed, kicked, and waved his arms like a trapped wild animal. Chapter 2. 1987. The young man looked at President Reagan's smiling portrait on the wall. He moved over a step or two and admired the frame around the college diploma awarded in social work. On the metal file cabinet below, a noisy fax machine spit out papers haphazardly. Seated at the desk a couple feet away, a kindly-looking woman on the verge of retirement shuffled folders on her desk. The logo on them stamped DCYF, which stood for Department of Children, Youth, and Families. The young man nervously tapped the keys of an unplugged electric typewriter. The DCYF counselor said to him cheerfully, "You have a lot going for you. Your record has been expunged. You're starting with a clean slate. I've seen lots of children come and go through this place. It's a shame that so many of them end up right back in the correctional system." She smiled hesitantly and continued, "But you'll make something out of your life. I just know I'll read about you in the newspaper someday."